From NPR News in Washington, I'm Richard Lee Harris. The White House anticipates Democrats on the Senate Intelligence Committee will release the so-called torture report tomorrow. As NPR's Tamara Keith reports, there are concerns about backlash overseas.
The Senate report examines the use of enhanced interrogation methods by the U.S. intelligence community after 9/11. Portions will be redacted. White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest says the president believes the report should be released.
There have been concerns that have been expressed by members of the intelligence community and others about the risk that the release of the report may pose to U.S. facilities and personnel around the globe. That is why the administration, for months now, has been preparing for the day that the report is eventually released.
Earnest said it is difficult to imagine a good time to release this report because of the painful details that will be included. Tamara Keith, NPR News, The White House.
The mother of a 12-year-old boy fatally shot by Cleveland police says she'd like to see the officer charged and convicted. From member station WCPN, Nick Castell reports she spoke to media flanked by family and lawyers.
Police say Tamir Rice was playing with an air gun last month when officers pulled up next to him in a car in response to a 911 call. Police say 2 seconds later, an officer shot the boy when he reached toward his waistband. Tamir's mother, Samaria Rice, is now saying more about what police allegedly did that day. She says her 14-year-old daughter was placed in the back of a police cruiser.
She told me that the police tackled her and put her in handcuffs. I didn't even know she was in handcuffs. I knew she was crying for me, but I couldn't see her hands.
Cleveland police have not confirmed that account. Police say after an investigation into the shooting, they will turn the case over to a grand jury to determine if charges are warranted. For NPR News, I'm Nick Castell in Cleveland.
The University of Virginia is refusing to immediately reinstate Greek activities that were suspended after that Rolling Stone article depicted a gang rape at a fraternity house. This despite that the magazine acknowledged making mistakes in its reporting. University officials say that the flawed story and the ensuing debate has prompted them to create a group to explore its policies and campus culture. NPR's Jennifer Ludden has been talking to students on campus.
There's a lot of dismay here. People, especially in the students working on sexual assault, just feel so let down, both by the apparently bad reporting that was done in the Rolling Stone article, but also that, you know, the woman who came forward with her story is now being questioned, and they worry that other students who are victims may not come forward. There's also some anger, which one student told us seems to be kind of a reaction to kind of the hate that they've been feeling for being scapegoated. They feel singled out by this article.
NPR's Jennifer Ludden. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials down 106. This is NPR. The finalists for the 80th Heisman Trophy were named today, and Oregon quarterback Marcus Mariota is considered the clear frontrunner to win the award for outstanding player in college football. Also selected, Alabama receiver Amari Cooper and Wisconsin running back Melvin Gordon. The International Olympic Committee has approved new reforms that are being hailed as the most significant in decades. In Monaco, the IOC voted in favor of changes that could increase the number of sports and events at Olympics. NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
The most radical reform makes it possible for the Olympics to hold events outside the host city or country. This could reduce the cost of what's become a hugely expensive endeavor. This year's Winter Games in Sochi, Russia, cost a reported $51 billion. Several cities bidding for the 2022 Winter Olympics recently dropped out in large part because of the projected costs. By farming out some events, a host city might avoid building costly facilities that rarely or never get used after the Olympics end. IOC members also approved a plan to remove the 28-sport limit at the Summer Games. This is seen as a way to make the Olympic program more flexible and open to new sports and events. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
The British royal couple meets King James tonight, LeBron James. Prince William and his wife Kate are attending the Cleveland Cavaliers-Brooklyn Nets game, part of a whirlwind first full day of their official visit to this country. Earlier in the day, Prince William had an Oval Office meeting with President Obama. I'm Richard Lee Harris, NPR News in Washington.
Support for